Greetings to all the listeners at home of Good News Community Radio. I am Constable Bongiwe Ngcobo, Verulam SAPS Communications Officer. So today I am here to do a safety awareness to the listeners at home. As we are approaching a long weekend, I know people will be busy out there doing their shopping, their groceries, because we all know that most of the people get paid during the last days of the month. So as the police, it is our duty to assist our communities not to be victims of ATM-related cases, because we often get a lot of cases or a lot of crime that's reported based on the ATMs being hacked, the ATMs being targeted, especially the ones that you'd find on the streets or the garages where they are not inside a building where there's a lot of security. So I am here to actually sensitize our communities to be alert as we are approaching a very busy weekend. So the people must always be alert and conscious of your surroundings when using the ATM. It is very important to firstly observe who's around that ATM before going in there, because you might not know, maybe the person is suspicious and standing right next to the ATM trying to observe what are you doing when you are trying to withdraw your money. So it's very important to check your surroundings first before you go forth and use the ATM. And then we must also never give your card or your PIN, personal identification number, to anyone for any reason, because you won't know what is that person going to use your details for. And you do not write your PIN on the card or anything that is kept with the card, because believe you me, there are people who would write the PIN numbers on their bank cards. So that just makes it a very easy for the criminals actually have access to your funds that are available in your account, because you've gave them an easy access for them to see your PIN. If maybe you cannot remember your PIN, at least you must write it down on your cell phone where you would know where to find it if, let's say, you have a problem of forgetting your PIN, but never write it on the bank card. And then you also do not have to insert your card until you are asked to do so by the display screen on the ATM, because some of the times the criminals will jam the system of the ATM, and then the moment you go there, you would just insert your card, not knowing that they already set up the machine, so the money will be gone. So you always wait for the direction of the screen when it says insert your card. And then you must never use an ATM with a blank screen. If the ATM is obscured from view of poorly, then you must leave it immediately and find another ATM. Reason being why I'm saying that is because we've received this information from a lot of people that have opened cases with us before where the machine was scammed. So that's what they see on the screen, that sometimes the screen just turned blanks. Then after that, they would hear the noise. You see, when the money is about to come out, that noise when the ATM is counting the money. So after that, they hear the noise, but the money doesn't come out. Even the card remains inside, and then you are just left alone just like that. So we must always observe the machines that we are using, observe the screen before you even start to attempt to withdraw your money. And another thing, we must get used to standing close to an ATM and use your body and hands as a shield to make sure nobody sees you keying your PIN. So you mustn't just stand there far from the buttons. Then when you're pressing, the person that's standing next to you can see what numbers are you pressing. So you must always use your body as a shield to cover that, even the person that's behind you cannot even see what are you pressing on the screen, or even how much are you withdrawing, because some, they would see the amount of money that you are taking out, then they would start to follow you from there. day. And another thing that's very important is that we must never accept help from the strangers when using the ATM. You should be wary of strangers asking for help. Some people would actually offer to help you. Let's say they can see that you are confused, you are lost. Never, ever, ever accept any help from the strangers, because there are people who would come and tell you that, no, I can assist you, I can see that you are confused. You must never, ever allow people to come near you. Rather, ask for the security guard that will be working there or that will be posted there at the ATMs during that time, because some ATMs, they do have security guards that are working there and they can be able to assist you, rather than asking for a stranger to give you assistance and the next thing you won't know the intentions of that stranger, and you do not want to find yourself in trouble where your money is gone or your card is gone and you won't even be able to identify that person because it was a stranger. It's somebody that you do not know. And another thing that I think our communities must know is that nowadays criminals, they work in teams. You get one that will distract you while the other steals your card or money. So you mustn't be around a group of people. Try by all means to walk in an open space, not where you will get squashed, because you will never know whether they are now distracting you and now they are stealing your card and money. And some can actually hack the PIN. As soon as they get access to a card, a bank card, it's very easy for them to actually get hold of your PIN, of your PIN number. So we must always avoid being around a group of people, avoid talking to strangers, whereas you don't know the intentions. Maybe they are now trying to distract you so that you can be able to give them what they want. Because during these times, these days where it's month end, it's busy, people tend to be very distracted because there's a lot that's going on. So we must very be cautious at all times. If it happens, let's say if it happens that your bank card is retained, in other words, swallowed by the ATM, it is always advisable to phone your bank, whichever bank that you are banking with, and then you'd ask them to stop the card immediately. A reason being because if your card remains inside the ATM, possible chances is that it's being frauded, and maybe that person might be able to take that card after you're gone. Maybe that person was standing around there when you decide to leave, then they go and manage to take out the card from the ATM, and then they will be able to continue with the process of withdrawing your money. So you must phone your bank immediately and stop the card. They will be able to block it from their side, and then nothing will happen going forward until you get a new card from your bank. And then you must never allow a bystander to call the toll-free to stop your line on your behalf, because they could be tricking you into thinking that your card has been stopped. Meanwhile, it is still working. So it's something that you must be able to do it on your own and get assurance that it has been done. So we also have guards that are placed at the ATMs to discourage criminal activities. Therefore, they cannot help you with other transactions. So those guards that are there at the ATMs, they are there to actually discourage the criminals, meaning that even if the criminals are trying to come and set up the machine, they won't be able to do it because some machines have guards that are standing off 24 hours. So that actually assists in terms of decreasing the crimes that is happening around the ATM. So we do appreciate the guards being there to assist our people, because now some criminals, they do actually take advantage of the ATMs that are just left alone in the street and no one is actually guarding after them. If you need any help, you must always ask a bank bank official. You can always go inside the bank. If you're using an ATM that's outside a bank, it's always advisable to rather go inside than to actually do something that you are not sure about or actually end up having to speak to strangers. So you rather go inside a bank where you can get full assistance. So it is advisable to set daily ATM withdrawal limits at your branch. Reason I'm saying that, it's because some people would actually have a limit of a huge amount. Let's say, I'm just making an example, they would have a limit of 10,000 rand. So imagine if the criminals get hold of your card, it makes it easier for them to quickly withdraw your money because they can just withdraw a huge amount at once, rather than a person who's having a smaller limit where the criminals won't be able to actually finish the money at once. So that's why we always advise the people not to have a huge limit of withdrawal, because it will make the criminals' lives easier, whereas they can just finish all the money at once, unlike making it hard for them to actually wait because the limit has been increased. So for emergencies or to report crime, you can always contact the crime or the police number, which is 10111. That is our toll free. It is always available 24/7. Or we also have another emergency line, which is 112. You can always contact that one. You'll also get hold of the police. Or if you are living within the vicinity of Verulam area, the Verulam police are always there to assist. You can get them on the station's landline number, which is 032-541-5200. We also have a cell phone number, which is a backup in case our landlines are down. The number is 079-500-1242. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, to you as well, listeners at home. I hope you have managed to grasp with this information that I've just shared with you, and you can also be able to use it in the future.